When Bill Clinton stared into the eyes of America and made a statement about his relationship with Monica Lewinsky, most people knew that he was lying. It was almost a joke. But he stood before those that he represented, those that he was elected by, and told a lie. You know, as our current president spins stories about his adulterous involvement with a woman or women, most people know that he's paying people off, that he's lying when it comes down to it. But that seems to be, and these men aren't alone in these kinds of actions. I mean, you can go back to King David as ruler of Israel and see that he took part in the same kind of actions. What is troublesome and indicative of the godlessness of our culture and our society today is the fact that while most people know that there is, or know the truth behind some of these things and know that people are lying about it, most people just don't care. You know, mankind, after all, as we know, is bound by the master who rules them. And like galley slaves shackled to a large ship, man is bound by the direction that Satan is leading them, not by their own desires. If you are under servitude of Satan, you really don't have a choice in where you are going and what you truly believe, because he is influencing you. He is cracking that whip over you and leading mankind where he wants. And we are just a reflection, those of us that do not have God's Spirit, of who Satan really is. We know that he is a master who knows no truth and in fact is full of lie. John 8, verse 44, succinctly sums that, or proves that statement I just made. John 8, in verse 44. This is Christ speaking. You are of your father, the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. That could be pointed to any one of us, brethren, that do not follow after God. Continuing, speaking about Satan, he was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. There is no truth in Satan. Christ himself made that statement. That statement we can rely on as being completely, wholeheartedly true. But despite Satan's rule of this earth and influences he has, Judeo-Christian values are still rooted deeply in the Israelite nations of this world today. You know, the influence of God in Satan's eyes is a scourge across his kingdom. Godliness destroys the foundations of what Satan has so precariously built up. The world that he rules falls when the light of God's truth shines. And those who are in bondage can be set free from this by godly truth, when they're building up within themselves godly and, more importantly, lasting foundations. John 8, verse 32. Just up a little bit in this chapter. John 8, verse 32. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Godly truth is what breaks satanic shackles that all of us have been subject to. But, you know, having the truth and seeing that freedom set before us isn't enough to truly escape Satan's tyranny. You know, we've heard the term, well, they were caught in a lie. And that assumes that the person caught in that lie knew the truth. They knew the opposite of what they were saying, and they were caught in a lie. You know, the men mentioned above knew the truth and know the truth of their circumstances, and thus, not being stating those, they are lying. But, you know, on a spiritual level, mankind, as we know, is deceived. And unless God has opened our minds, unless God has opened our hearts, we cannot understand the truth. You know, we can understand godly principles. Mankind can live according to his commandments. You know, the Ten Commandments have been a cornerstone for many millions of people in this world. The examples of Christ are emulated throughout the world, and those examples have benefits. Those examples tie in to the truth. But to really understand the truth, our minds have to be opened by God alone. Because no matter how much of that understanding we have, however sincere it might be, we cannot break those chains of bondage by Satan unless God's Spirit is working within us. You know, we are very clearly told by Christ himself that there is no truth in Satan. And yet Satan spoke the truth when he tempted Christ. He used Scripture, which is the foundation of truth. He used it against, tried to use it against Christ. Luke 4 and beginning in verse 9. Then he, speaking of Satan, brought him, Christ, to Jerusalem, set him on the pinnacle of the temple, and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written," and this is Satan quoting Scripture, "He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you, lest you dash your foot against a stone." And Jesus answered and said to him, "It has been said, you shall not tempt the Lord your God." So the truth, that understanding that mankind can have, isn't predicated only on quoting from the truth, or even our understanding of what that truth is. Many understand the Ten Commandments. Many understand that murder is a sin. But they don't always understand all ten. They have chosen, based upon Satan's deception, to omit one very important one, and that is the Sabbath. You know, the truth has to be based on a change of heart. That is the only way that chains can be broken, that we can change and move from deceit and from lies to understanding God and the truth. John 4 and verse 24. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. That truth does not come unless there is the Spirit involved. And also, to understand the true, or the truth, we have to rely on the Word of God. John 17:17, "Sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth." This Bible, all that Christ has given to us through his servants, is the truth. It is what opens us up to have the Spirit of God dwell within us. You know, brethren, it's easy to stumble. It's easy to succumb to worldly standards in our daily lives. It's what we fight daily against. It's why we draw close to God, so that we do not draw close to the deceiver, to the ruler of this world. Because essentially that means if we are not following after God, if we are not following the truth in his word, we are following Satan. We are living a satanic way of life. And we should have stepped away from that way of thinking. We should not be constantly drawn back to that susceptibility of falling back in constantly to lies, like so many in this world are. Like so many in this world have just raised their hands and given they're okay and like, well, that's just what politicians do. That's just what that's just how people are. It's just a white lie. You know, brethren, we must be those servants that are found doing good. Matthew 24 and verse 46. Something that daily you must think about in this parable on how we are living our lives, whether we're living the truth or we are living a lie. Matthew 24 and verse 46. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. So brethren, when Christ returns, we must be caught in the truth and not in a lie.